Well, the question is, of course, whether earlier chemotherapy in this particular situation would be better than delayed chemotherapy. I mean, I think the first thing I'd like to do with this patient is check a testosterone level. He may be castrate to begin with, and then the issue of chemotherapy would be moot. He would then immediately go on to chemotherapy, as far as I'm concerned. But if he is not castrate, the question would be then, should you institute chemotherapy early? And unfortunately, we don't have good data at this point.
So let's say he is still castrate. He's still having hot flashes, and so he's still castrate.
Still castrate, then I would treat him with Taxotere. Also, what was his PSA?
At this point, it's 2.
It's 2. Okay. And then I think it's appropriate for this patient to be treated with Taxotere-based chemotherapy.
So let's just be sure. Now, he's node positive by scan. He's bone scan negative. He's still castrate from the hormonal therapy. And Taxotere would be something you'd offer. Now, is that a standard of practice? Or
right now, it is a standard of practice. You know, the question as to what the right time to institute chemotherapy is controversial, but Taxotere is approved by the FDA for the treatment of hormone-refractory prostate cancer. And this patient, by your definition, is hormone-refractory. His rising PSA and his progression in nodes. So, you know, generally what has been found is that there's a 20 to 24% improvement in survival by 2 large randomized trials with combination chemotherapy at this point.
And just for the benefit of the audience, one last question, Dan. Suppose everything I just said was true, he's castrate, et cetera, but his bone scan and his CAT scan of his pelvis is negative, so he has no measurable evidence of disease. Just a PSA doubling time of less than 3 months, he's castrate and his PSA has gone now from 2 to 4 in another month.
We don't have good data in that particular situation as to what's the proper time to start chemotherapy. There was a study that was attempted by ECOG randomizing patients to a secondary hormonal manipulation versus Taxotere chemotherapy, but unfortunately that trial closed due to lack of accrual. So for the asymptomatic patient with a rising PSA, with no evidence of metastases, we still do not have any evidence that starting chemotherapy at that point versus waiting until the time that they develop metastases is better.
So in this case, you do some second-line hormonal therapy, ketoconazole, omegase, or
I try it. It's probably not going to work. I mean, we're probably going to wind up going on to Taxotere-based chemotherapy, but it's certainly appropriate.
Any role for a bisphosphonate in this setting at all?
The approval of bisphosphonates is for men with metastatic prostate cancer, not for the early hormone refractory disease. There have been randomized trials attempted to give bisphosphonates in this group of patients, but again, we don't have data. They were never completed properly. So by the book and by the FDA approval, I would wait till they develop metastases, unless, of course, they are osteopenic. Then that's a different situation. If you're looking at their osteoporosis, that's a different issue. But as far as metastases are concerned, we don't have any evidence yet at this point that bisphosphonates will delay the development of metastases.
Okay. Thank you, Dan.
This concludes the first CD. For more from this special edition of Prostate Cancer Update, please turn to the second CD.